Failure is not an option.
What difference at this point does it make?
Nobody said it was going to be fun.
This is Real Talk, a fearless, poignant, and intrepid show where truth speaks louder than words. This is Real Talk with your host, Audrey Russo.
The shame, not of this world, so we live on the run. We keep our eyes set, on what is to come.
It happened before. It will happen again. It's just a question of when.
Time's a luxury we don't have.
This is Paul Weston, leader of Liberty GB, and you are listening to Audrey Russo on Real Talk Radio Show.
Welcome back. If you're just joining us, this is Audrey Russo, and you're listening to Real Talk. And that bumper was Rock the Casbah by The Clash. And when you hear that, you know we're talking about Islam in this segment. Now, the anti-Semitism across the globe right now has a great deal to do with the ideology of Islam. The Jew hatred found in Islam discovered a welcome home, unfortunately, in the remnant found in Europe. And because of fear and political correctness, Islam is gaining the upper hand. And that's precisely why I asked my next guest to join us, direct from the UK. IQ al-Rasuli is an Iraqi-born native Arabic speaker and passionate Anglophile who first came to Britain more than 20 years ago to study engineering. Since then, he has dedicated much of his life to the study and critical analysis of Muhammad, the Quran, Hadith, Sharia, Arabic, and Islamic history, as well as a comparative studies of the Hebrew Bible, the New Testament, Zoroastrian, which is Persian beliefs, and pagan Arab religions. He describes this body of work as the most thorough study of Islam humanly possible. He's the author of Lifting the Veil, The True Faces of Muhammad and Islam. It's my great pleasure to give a Real Talk welcome to IQ al-Rasuli. Welcome, IQ.
Thank you for a lovely reception and start.
Well, it's great to have you with us, and well, we have a lot to talk about, so we're just going to jump right into this. What we're seeing in Gaza now, the actions of Hamas, reveals the true nature of the ideology of Islam. Some might say that statement that I just made is Islamophobic or bigoted, but I believe it's true. Am I correct, IQ?
You are very correct, but I'm going to shock you even more. Dear Americans, based entirely on over 30 years of study and research of Muhammad's Quran, the Hebrew Bible, and New Testament. I would like to shock you all with facts that most of your politically correct and intellectually challenged politicians, media, clergy, and academia would not bring to your attention, although they are all true. Allah, the God of the Muslims, is not God, and most certainly not the same as the God of Jesus, Moses, and Abraham. Having established that Allah is not the same as the God of the Bible, then Muhammad obviously lied about his Quran being revealed to him by a God called Allah, allegedly the same as the God of the Israelites. The corollary to this fact is that no God called Allah and no angel called Gabriel ever revealed anything to Muhammad. Hence, every letter, word, verse, ayah, and chapter, surah in the Quran are the sole product of Muhammad's imagination, the secretions of his warped mind, representing his alter ego and his autobiography, but very cleverly projected into the unsuspecting mouths of Allah and Gabriel to give them the aura of sanctity and divinity. In a nutshell, Muhammad, Allah, Gabriel, and Satan in the Quran are the voices of the ventriloquist Muhammad. Dear listeners, Muhammadan Islam is not a religion, but a cult belief system, the cult of Muhammad. Hence, calling Islam peaceful and or a religion rank as two of the most egregious lies that have ever been insinuated into the human consciousness. Anyone who disagrees with me is more than welcome to try and prove me wrong. Hamas follows Sharia. All believing Muslims follow Sharia. What is Sharia? Sharia are the laws of Islam which are based on Muhammad's Quran. I say Muhammad's Quran because he is the author of it. And Muhammad's Sunnah. And Sunnah are the traditions about Muhammad. How he behaved, what he thought, whom he loved, whom he hated, as written in the Hadith. Whenever Muslims tell the world that their sole purpose in life is to Islamize the world, your politicians, the politically correct politicians and all garbage people like that, excuse my language,
okay.
Tell you no. They don't
we
mean
say
it.
Worse. Go ahead.
They do yeah. mean it. Because 1,400 years ago, Muhammad declared total war against all human beings who do not believe in his God Allah and in him as Rasulullah or the Messenger of Allah.
Yeah.
They declare it in every mosque, in 80 languages, in 180 countries on the earth. And our leaders tell us, no, you can't. These are the minority. These are the extremists. Ladies and gentlemen, believe it or not, there is no such thing as an extremist Muslim or a militant Muslim or a radical Muslim. Why? Because Islam is militant, radical, extremist, and unmerciful.
Hmm.
It sounds outrageous. Of course it does. Why? Because we have been deceived. Most Americans and Europeans have been deceived, willfully, knowingly deceived, to believe that Islam is an Abrahamic religion or a religion similar to the Judeo-Christian tradition. I have just completely and utterly negated this. Can anyone prove me wrong? The answer is no. So since Islam is not a religion, it's a cult belief system, and Allah is not the same as the God of Jesus, Moses, and Abraham, then we have nothing to worry about in the sense that Islam is a divinely revealed
right.
religion through the Quran.
Right. IQ, it's, how would you... Oh, no, that's all right. How would you respond to people like Judy Jasser that says that that what we're seeing performed by terrorists is not really Islam? How would you respond to
Judy
someone
Jasser
like that?
Judy Jasser is a nice guy. He really yeah. is a very, very nice guy. I mean, yeah. listen to him. I read and what he says. But yeah. he is not being truthful or he is being ignorant. I'll tell you why. I'm going to recite to you a few verses, because these verses are from the Quran, and they are from different parts of the Quran, or chapters of the Quran, and there is absolutely nothing ambiguous about them. For example, Al-Tawbah is chapter 9, verse 29. It says, قاتلوا, means fight. That means go to war. قاتلوا those who believe not in Allah nor the last day, nor hold that forbidden, which has been forbidden by Allah and His Apostle Muhammad, nor acknowledge the religion of truth, Islam, even if they are the people of the book. People of the book are Christians and Jews. Until they, that is the people of the book, pay the jizya. The jizya is an onerous tax for not being a Muslim. And the Christians and the Jews have to pay the jizya with willing submission and feel themselves humiliated. Well, just to make sure that the listeners would believe what I am revealing, I would like to put forth a challenge worth $250,000 to the first person who can show us all a single operative verse in Muhammad's Quran that demonstrates any compassion and mercy to all unbelievers or infidels, kuffar or kafirun in Arabic. Currently, unbelievers or infidels represent 80% of humanity. All Christians, Buddhists, Hindus, Jews, atheists, agnostics, that is any and all those who are not Muslim. $250,000 for just one verse from among over 6,200 verses in Muhammad's Quran. What do you think?
Wow, that's some challenge.
I've had it for six years.
Wow.
No takers. Next one.
That's
Al-Ma'idah.
Amazing. That's amazing.
Al-Ma'idah, chapter 5, verse 51. O ye who believe, Muslims, take not the Jews, Yahud, in Arabic, and the Christians, Nasara, in Arabic, for your friends and protectors. Say, O you who believe, Muslims, take not the Jews and the Christians for your friends and protectors. They are but friends and protectors to each other. Then it adds, and this is very important, and he amongst you Muslims that turns to them, the Jews and the Christians, for friendship, is of them. Now, the implications of the last sentence is of immense importance. And he amongst you Muslims that turns to them for friendship is of them means that any follower of Muhammad who befriends or under the rule of Christians or Jews or any non-Muslim group would be considered apostates to Islam, outsiders to Islam, enemies of Islam who must be slaughtered. In a nutshell, no Muslim can ever be loyal to the American Constitution because it is not from Allah. Nor can any of them be loyal citizens because non-Muslim Americans are infidels, kuffar, unbelievers, kafirun. Back to you.
Wow. You hit on something I was going to mention here, that what we constantly hear from political leaders here and in Europe and from the media as well is that democracy and Islam are compatible. Yet, why do we see Muslim protesters with signs that say, democracy, go to hell? Doesn't sound like it's something they want.
Audrey,
yeah.
Any politician or any individual who tells you that Islam and democracy are compatible should be put in a mental asylum. Literally, immediately certified in a mental asylum. Why? Because Sharia is anti-democratic. Sharia is hate-mongering, war-mongering, misogynist, racist, duplicitous, immoral, intolerant, vile, and is totally ungodly. And anybody listening who gets upset of what I'm saying, I dare you to prove me wrong. Look at them. They are telling you death to democracy, death to the Jews, death to the Christians. They say in public, in Europe, in America, we shall raise the Islamic flag on the Houses of Parliament in England, on the Champs-Élysées in France, on the Vatican in Italy, on the White House in America, and our leaders tell us, no, they don't mean it.
Yeah.
Well, they do mean it. Al-Imran, chapter 3, verse 85, it says, if anyone desires a religion other than Islam, submission to Allah, never will it be accepted of him. Al-Tawbah, 9.33. It is He, Allah, who has sent His Apostle Muhammad with guidance and the religion of truth, Islam, to proclaim it over all other religion. It sounds like Nazi Germany, über alles.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anybody, you see, I'm quoting verbatim from Muhammad's Quran, the very verses that no Muslim will ever point out to you. But they are there.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but it's amazing. No American has to buy a book of the Quran. Just Google Quran and spend 1 hour of your so-called precious time and read the first nine chapters only.
First
nine chapters. There are 114 chapters. Read the first nine chapters. If you don't end up believing and knowing that Hitler's Mein Kampf, the Nazi Master Race Creed book, and Muhammad Quran are identical. By the way, chapter 42 in my book, in the first volume, compares verses from the Quran with chapter and verse from Muhammad's Hitler's Mein Kampf, identical. Chapter 42.
Really? Wow.
Yes. I don't exaggerate.
Yeah,
they're there. They are identical. The only thing that separates the two between Der Führer and Der Muhammad is 1,400 years of time. But they're identical.
And I also understand that since you mentioned Hitler, that in formulating the final solution, it was the Grand Mufti of Jerusalem had come to Berlin to help him in his work.
Al-Husseini went to Berlin to meet with Hitler, then he met with Himmler, and then he raised a division of Muslims from Bosnia to fight the Russians on the Eastern Front.
Wow.
They are identical. Hitler changed part of his book, Mein Kampf, that used the word Semitic. He took it out. Why? Because the Arabs are Semites. By the way, this word anti-Semitic should be taken out of the language. It never existed. There was never a case prior to 1880 when the word anti-Semitism was created. It was always a case of anti-Jews.
Yeah.
The Romans did not hate Semites. They hated Jews.
That's
the Greeks did not conquer Semites. They conquered Judea.
They hate
Jews. This Semitism part should be taken out. Why? There are 30 to 50 million Muslims in the West. Many of them are Arabs. And they are Semitic. So how can you speak about anti-Semitism?
Yes, exactly. Yeah, I think
it is very important. This point is
to be precisely
shown.
Yeah.
There is no such thing as anti-Zionist. This is also a cover. It is anti-Jewish. The Europeans, France, England, the Netherlands, and all the others are supporting Hamas against Israel. They are literally. They are pressuring Israel to make ceasefire. How? You know, it's ironic. When you compare the size of Israel to the size of the United States of America, 2,600 rockets were shot at Israel in the last 22, 23 days. If you compare this to the size of the United States, I'll tell you how many it comes to. 1,200,000 rockets on this continental United States of America. 1,200,000 rockets. Now you tell me.
Wow.
How can you withstand such a thing?
You can't. I can't.
But it's simple. The United States of America is 3.7 million square miles. Israel is 8,000 square miles. You don't need to be a genius in mathematics. When Americans lost, you know, it's another figure. In 13 years in Afghanistan, America lost 2,196 soldiers. In 22 days, pro rata, Israel lost exactly the same number of people.
These
are sobering figures.
They are.
That the news media will never tell you. All they tell you is 53 Israelis. But 53 Israelis from 8 million is literally 2,196 Americans from 310 million.
Yeah,
it's got to be put in context, but they never do that.
No, they won't do that because it would be favorable. The people might look favorably upon Israel. IQ, what we're seeing now in Nigeria, Iraq, and this is, I want to know from you, is this like an Islamic machination to eradicate Christians from the Middle East and beyond?
Unbelievable. I've been saying this for 6 years. I've been telling, by the way, my talk show with you, number 708. I've had 780 talk shows with the United States of America.
Wow.
Over the last thing. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
And I've been telling them and I've been warning them that the most persecuted people on planet Earth in the 21st century are not Jews, not Hindus, Christians. By whom? By Muslims. In my country, Iraq. In the year 2003, we had 1.3 million Christians. One of the oldest communities of Christians on planet Earth. Today, as I'm speaking to you, there are less than 200,000, and within a year, there will be nothing left. And there's not a pipsqueak from the American government, none from the Vatican, none from the Christian churches in America, none from the Christian churches in Europe. Nobody is asking for ceasefire. Nobody is saying any condemnation by United Nations. Nothing.
Nothing.
Only when Israel is in the pot, everything goes up in smoke.
That's exactly right. Now, going back to the Christians in Iraq, one of the most tragic things now, for the first time, as a matter of fact, it just happened, in 2,000 years, there's no Christians in Iraq. The Islamic State, or ISIS, has demanded that all Christians either convert, pay the jizya, or leave. And if they don't
leave, they
will get the sword.
You can't leave.
They said they'll kill them if they don't. But I don't think they
can. Them, of course.
Yeah, they killed them.
In Islam,
but the news is not saying
anything.
Yeah, the news here is not saying anything about this, that they demand that. Yeah.
In Islam, humanity, which is not Muslim, has got three choices. One, to convert to Islam whether we like it or not. Two, to submit in humiliation and degradation under Sharia to Islam forever. Three, if the other two are not accepted, to be exterminated. I don't say that. They say that. Where is it? It's in the Quran. Where is it? It's in the Hadith. But people ignore it. The tragedy of humanity is they ignore history.
From the Quran.
So
Boko Haram, now I'm going to jump to Africa for a second. Boko Haram has told the West, told the media over and over, that they're doing what they're doing to Christians because Muhammad did. They're following his example. And yet, the media and politicians here, they're ignoring that. They say, well, they're just extremists. That's not what Muhammad did. But they don't know what Muhammad did.
I just proved to you with four verses of the Quran.
Yes.
The Quran has got 6,236 vile verses. I quoted for you four or five verses. I mean, what more does anybody want? What more do you need to be convinced how rotten, how evil, how ungodly Quran is? What more do you want? Not you, I mean people.
Yes, exactly. No, I agree with you. I think the problem is here is that they don't want to read what the Quran says. They're just taking the word of people that are not at this time, at this point in life, in their involvement in Islam, are not killing people. So they say, well, the majority don't kill people, so then Islam must be peaceful. That's the conclusion they draw instead of reading the Quran.
Yeah, I know, but which majority? There are 1,500 million Muslims on planet Earth. Only 50 million of them. Ladies and gentlemen, please understand the magnitude I'm telling you. There are 1,500 million Muslims on planet Earth, 20% of humanity. Only 50 million of them are outside the territory of Islam. That means in Europe, America, Latin America. These are the ones who are threatening us. 50 million Muslims are threatening us. And just because somebody is not putting a bomb vest on themselves doesn't mean they are peaceful. I said, in Islam, you have two types of jihad. Jihad is total war. There is active jihad, which is what terrorists do, and stealth jihad, like CAIR does. CAIR.
Yeah.
C-A-I-R, the Council American Islamic Relations.
Yes.
These are the they are the traitors to America. They are the traitors to the American people. I'm not exaggerating. I just quoted to you the verses of the Quran.
Right.
No Muslim who is a believer in the Quran can overrule what I have just told you. I'll give you another one. Al-Imran 3.118. Oh, you who believe, Muslims, take not into your intimacy those outside your religion. Who is outside religion? Any Christians, Jews, and pagans, and non-Muslims. They will not fail to corrupt you. They only desire your ruin. Rank hatred has already appeared from their mouths. What their hearts conceal is far worse. Now, a Muslim reading these verses must only understand one thing, that all of humanity who is not Muslim are his enemy. But in reality, we are not their enemies.
Right.
They are our enemies. For once, when Obama spoke in Cairo in 2009, mm-hmm. he said, America is not at war with Islam. That's the only truthful sentence that Obama ever said in 6 years. Why?
True.
Because America is not at war with Islam. It is Islam who is at war with America. By the way, all this propaganda by the Muslims, they tell you, we hate America because they support Israel. We hate the Christians because they support... That's bullcrap. They hate anybody who is not a Muslim. They are attacking Christians. They attack Jews. They attack Hindus. They attack Buddhists. They are attacking them in Burma, but Myanmar, in Thailand, in China, in Russia. But they've got nothing to do with Israel.
Yes,
all
exactly.
This is a red herring.
Yeah.
Islam is the enemy of humanity. The greatest threat to human civilization in the 21st century are not weapons, are not nuclear weapons, but most assuredly fundamentalist Mohammedan Islam with or without weapons of mass destruction. And 9/11 proved it.
Right. And I'll take, for instance, when it comes to Islam's treatment of women and the fact that what confuses people in the United States, for instance, is the fact that groups like CARE, who were very deceptive, they're the fundraising arm for Hamas here in the States, how they will parade out Muslim women in front of the cameras that, see, we treat them equal. We treat them the same. We don't treat them, you know, as second-class citizens. And it's a lie, and it's just incredible. Aren't they practicing taqiyya when they do that?
Of course. Good God. Taqiyya is the fundamentals of Islam. What does taqiyya mean? Ladies and gentlemen who are listening, taqiyya is a word which is in the Quran, which Allah, the God of Islam, the perverted God of Islam, allows the Muslims to deceive non-Muslims. For example, Muslims are not allowed to eat pig or drink wine. But if they are going to subvert a Christian or a Jew or a Hindu or a Buddhist, they can sit down, drink wine, and eat pig. This is taqiyya. It is the ultimate deception.
And it's completely okay as far as Islam
is concerned. It is halal. Halal means it is accepted. Of course it's accepted. Allah gave them the right to do so. This is why Muslims never keep their promise. Every single time Israel had, you know, the ceasefire, Hamas shot rockets on them. Why? Because Muhammad did the same thing. People don't understand Islam. When Arafat signed the Oslo Agreement in 1993 with Israel, many Muslims and Arabs attacked him. They told him, how could you do that? He told them, listen, stupid, I'm doing what Muhammad did at Hudaybiyah. What does Hudaybiyah mean? Hudaybiyah was a place where Muhammad signed a treaty of peace between him and the Quraysh of Mecca.
Ah, yes.
In 2 years, he massacred them. So in Islam, you sign treaties not because you agree to keep them. Never because you agree. No, because you are at that moment of time weaker than the other side. So when you get the strength, you destroy the enemy.
Isn't that also known as a hudna, where they're paused?
Yeah, hudna is a cessation of hostilities, not peace.
Not peace.
Hudna is a cessation of hostilities. A cessation of hostilities doesn't make it peace. You see, Arabic language is very important to understand. The difference between sulh, hudna, salam, each one has got a completely different meaning. Hudna is cessation of hostilities. But he was supposed to have it for 10 years.
my gosh.
Yeah.
So they can violate
it in 2 years.
So in other words, for instance, let's just take Hamas. They are, to themselves, to the people, their own people, they're calling, they say, we're going to call a Hudna, but they tell the West it's a ceasefire, but of course they intend to violate it. And they
do. There's no question that they're going to violate it, and they violate it every single time.
Yeah.
And although they are violating every single time, the Western leaders are trying to pressure Israel.
Yeah.
By the way, I don't know if you realize, in fact you don't, the Hamas who were captured only a few days ago by Israel, they captured about 200 of them. They have revealed where these tunnels were, why these tunnels were built, and what for what purpose. Guess what? Five of the tunnels are huge, and they go literally to the about 500 meters from some of the Israeli villages and towns.
Wow.
On the 24th of September of this year, that's next month,
yeah,
which is the New Year of the Jews, they were supposed to send over 1,000 terrorists to massacre as many Israelis as possible and capture as many of them and take them away to Gaza. Ladies and gentlemen, if that had happened, 3,000 dead Americans in 9/11 would have been nothing in comparison, because the population of America is 310 million. Israeli population is 8 million. You're talking about 40 times the death and destruction. So it would have been 120,000 Israelis dead or captured.
God.
Yes, when you put it in context, it's a different story.
You're right. You're right. That's fascinating what you just shared, because you're right. We did not hear about that. We didn't hear anything about
that. You won't hear for a long time. I get my information, like Walid Shubat gets his information, almost directly from people who are in the Middle East. They know what our purpose is, so they communicate with us, not by telephone, by email.
Right, right. That's... And I thank God, the Judeo-Christian God, I'm thanking, for that information, because how many lives were protected and saved.
No, there's no question about it. Compared to 9/11, 9/11 would have been an aperitif, as they say in French.
Yes, right, exactly.
By the way, when Muslims translate the Quran to any language, they don't use the word Allah. They write God, so that they indoctrinate the people who are European and American into believing that the God of Islam is the same as the God of the Judeo-Christians. They're not the same. You want me to prove to you, beyond a reasonable doubt, why not the same? I can do it in less than 60 seconds. In less than 60 seconds.
Okay.
In the Quran, Allah says that he revealed the Torah, and it's written Torah. That means the laws of Moses to Moses. The Quran also says that he, Allah, revealed the Gospels to Jesus. Are you with me so far?
Yes.
But there is something wrong. I just said something wrong.
Yes,
it hasn't been. Tell me what it is.
That he what said that he revealed the Gospels to Jesus. Yeah.
Yeah. What's wrong with that?
It's a lie.
I know, but why is it a lie? Tell the listeners why it's a lie.
That's why I have you on here.
Because nobody revealed the Gospels to Jesus.
Right.
The Gospels were written 50 to 150 years after Jesus was dead.
Oh, gosh.
So how is it possible that if Allah is the same as the God of Jesus, Moses, and Abraham, that he didn't know this simple fact?
Yeah.
Audrey, I can destroy Islam, the cult belief system, in 25 other ways, 25 other manners, in less than 60 seconds each one. This is not a brag. This is a fact.
No. The facts.
I just proved it to you in less than 60 seconds.
You just did. Yeah. I have never heard that before.
You won't hear that.
Yeah,
you won't.
No, of course not. Yeah.
Not even Waleed Shubat says that.
No, I had never heard.
Look, I just spent 30 years of my life just reading. I have been inspired. I know it sounds ridiculous.
No, it doesn't.
But I have been inspired. I've been guided. I think I'm a chosen person for my mission. And this is not, not a brag. I mean, I'm not boasting. I am chosen. I have a purpose in life.
Well, what you've done is you've done the research that most people, first of all, can't do because, besides time restraints, they have not been born in the Middle East. They were not born knowing Arabic. You know, I mean, did not learn it from as a child. And there is a distinct difference between what we're being told, as you've revealed, and others have revealed, but you revealed it as well, which confirms it, that what's being revealed to us is different than what is being told to those in the Middle East in Arabic. And Abbas is doing that. He consistently does that, just like Arafat did it. Am I correct?
Absolutely correct. You cannot trust a Muslim. I don't care how outrageous this might sound. You can't. Why? They are our enemies. They know they are our enemies. Their books tell them you are the enemies of everybody else. By, you know, something else, I'll tell you what. Muhammad, chapter 47, verse 4, it says, therefore, when you Muslim meet the unbelievers, that's us who are not Muslim, smite at their necks. This is exactly what ISIS does. This is exactly what ISIS does. Al-Anfal, chapter 8, verse 55. For the worst beast in the sight of Allah are those who reject him. They will not believe. La yu'minuna. By the way, these beasts that Allah is mentioning are all of us, the unbelievers. Currently, 80% of humanity.
Right. Isn't this how Muslims look at things? The world is divided into two houses, the House of Islam, Dar al-Islam, and Dar al-Harb, which is House of War. Yeah, House of War. So that's how they look at it. And we're the House of War, and they're
the House of Islam. We are the House of War.
Yeah. And that's how they'll always look at it.
Any non-Muslim country is a House of War. By the way, for those Americans who also are politically correct, I would like to remind you of something. Muslims constitute 20% of humanity. In 57 Muslim-majority states, let me enlighten you, they are the least productive, least inventive, least creative in human history. And they are challenging us, the unbelievers, whom I call, and I use an Arabic expression, Ummat al-Kuffar. We, Ummat al-Kuffar, which is the nation of infidels, are 80% of humanity. We are the most productive, most inventive, most creative, and most powerful in human history, and yet our leaders are running like a chicken without a head, scared, because they don't know how to deal with Islam. Sounds outrageous, doesn't it?
For someone who...
Shall I prove it to you? I know I'm interrupting you.
No,
we haven't got time.
We have just a couple more minutes, but I would love you to prove it. Yes, please.
78.8% of all Nobel Prize winners are Christian. 21% of all other prize winners are Jews. The Muslims of 1,500 million, 20% of humanity, 0.2% of Nobel Prize winners.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I rest my case.
Yeah. And there it is, and that's because I believe they're a reflection of their God, and that's the problem. I believe that the violence that we see is the reflection of their founder and of their so-called God. And
because their God is Muhammad. There was no Allah. Allah didn't reveal anything to him. By the way, Allah was the name of the supreme God of the Kaaba of pagan Arabia, from among 360 gods and goddesses. So Allah preceded Muhammad. Allah was the supreme God of pagan Arabia long before Muhammad. And according to the tradition of the Arabs, the God of Arabia, the Supreme God of Arabia, Allah, had three daughters, Al-Lat, Al-Uzza, Wal-Manat. So he can't be the same as the God of Jesus, Moses, and Abraham. No way.
Exactly. Exactly. And yet, I guess that Muhammad was a good politician because he spread a lot of fertilizer
around.
Yeah, like
all politicians, you're pathological liars.
Right, exactly.
He was. By the way, he was a narcissist, 100% certified narcissist.
So him and Obama, had
same
something
as Obama.
In common.
Exactly the same as Obama.
Right.
Obama is exactly the same as Muhammad.
Exactly, both narcissists. And loving it, unfortunately.
Yes.
Now, IQ, where can the listeners follow and support your work and buy your book, actually all three volumes, Lifting the Veil?
I don't advertise my book because I don't care if they buy it or not, to tell you the truth. It's heavy stuff. But all they need to do is Google my name, Al Rasooli, Al-Rasooli. Or send me an email. Whether you agree with me, you disagree with me, send me an email, alrasooli@gmail.com. All I want from Americans, I want from my audience, not to buy my book. If they want to buy, good luck to them and good luck to me. But spend 1 hour of your time, Google my name, and spend 1 hour of your time on my website. You will not believe how much information there is. I have another website called InTheNameOfAllah.org. 780 chapters in there. They cover every facet of Islam. It is impossible not to find, it's impossible. I haven't covered every single facet of Islam, literally. 780 chapters.
Wow.
So, I'm not going to advertise my book because I want people to think I'm trying to get money out of them. I don't care for your money. My mission in life is to educate people in the greatest danger to human civilization, Islam.
And I greatly appreciate your work, but I'm still going to put a link to the book for the listeners. Plus, if I may, I'll put your email address if they'd like to ask you a question.
Yes, I always answer. I get people emailing me from Korea, from China, from Russia. They do.
Wow.
They're asking questions about what's happening. In China, they're having a problem with Islam. In Russia, they've been having a problem with Islam for a very long time. And the solution to Islam is not to deny it, not to burn the Quran, not to hide the Quran. On the contrary, expose the Quran for what it is.
Yeah.
File.
File.
It will self-destruct within a year. I promise you, within a year, if all the media, all television, print, they address one chapter at a time.
That's it.
Islam would be destroyed completely. The cult belief system, not talking about people.
Right. And all you'll be doing is exposing it. You're not, you see, it's not a matter of insulting. You're not insulting it. You're exposing it, and it is destroying itself.
You cannot insult something which is beneath contempt.
Yeah.
I'm exposing it.
Exactly. And so as the listeners know, I will have all of those links and information that IQ shared with us.
And I hope you'll send me a link also, because I won't be able to know what I've done.
You're so funny. and I will absolutely have that for everyone, so that if you're not near a keyboard or you don't have a pen handy, no, don't worry about it. I will have all that information for you in all of my social networks after the show. Thank you so much, IQ, for taking the time to share your research with us.
Audrey, anytime you want me, just email me a few days.
And I was just going to ask you that.
Which day you want, what subject you want, and I will answer you.
You're very gracious.
Thank you very much for having me.
I want to thank you for everything that you're doing for the cause of freedom.
You're
helping
Bye-bye.
Us keep free. And thank you that I would love to have you back on the show. Thank you so much, and may God richly bless you. Bye
thank
for
you.
Now.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye, love. Bye.